How do I even begin to tell the story of my whole life? Like so many folks, I've been a father, a son, a friend, and a husband. I've done things I'm proud of, and some I wish I could take back. And, of course, there's hockey. For the Howe family, there's always hockey. I love the game. It was good to me. And when I stop to think about it, I like to believe I gave a little back to it as well. One thing is for certain, I never got tired of lacing up my skates. If I could take a few turns around a sheet of ice right now, I would. As much as I'm known for playing hockey, the game isn't where my story starts. In fact, it doesn't even begin with me. The whole thing was set in motion long before I even showed up. It's humbling when you stop to think about it. If you make it anywhere in life, you owe that success to the people along the way who stuck up for you, or made sacrifices for you, and gave you a push when you needed it. In my case, those people were my family. In any case, to tell the story right, I need to go all the way back to the beginning, to a little wood farmhouse with a dirt wall in Floral, Saskatchewan. People often assume that I come from Floral, but that's not exactly right. I was born there on March 31, 1928, but 9 days later the family moved down the road to Saskatoon. There wasn't much to Floral back then, just a small collection of houses huddled around a grain elevator. I went back to see our farmhouse once. It was a few miles from the elevator, tiny, made of wood and built into a hill. I thought about my parents living in such a dingy place, raising a bunch of kids. The high plains of Saskatchewan can get pretty bleak, especially during the winter. Their lives weren't easy, I know that. My father, Albert, or Ab, came to Canada from Minnesota, lured by the promise of a homestead under the Dominion Lands Act. He did his best as a farmer, but growing crops on the Canadian prairies at the start of the Great Depression wasn't a guaranteed way to feed a family. To help make ends meet, he would pick up work as a mechanic at a local service station or on construction sites. That's where he was when I was born. He'd taken his horse team into Saskatoon, about 9 miles west, to work as an excavator. My mother, born Catherine Schultz in Stuttgart, Germany, was the strongest woman I've ever known. When she was young, she was separated from her parents and was passed from family to family until her grandfather found her. He was a coffin maker and often buried victims of cholera, typhus, and influenza. People would knock on his door and hand their dead children to my mother, who was little more than a child herself at the time. My mother came from tough stock, to say the least. She eventually reunited with her family and later immigrated with them to Canada. They ended up in Windsor, of all places, right across the river from Detroit. Mum took a job there as a housekeeper until her family decided to move farther west. That's how she ended up in Saskatchewan, which is where she met my dad. On the day I was born, she was outside chopping wood when her labor pains set in. At that time, pioneers often had to take care of themselves. I was the sixth of 9 children, so she knew what to do. With only a couple of kids around for company, she put some buckets of water on the stove and got into bed. After I was born, she cut the umbilical cord herself and waited for my father to come home. As I said, Mum was tough. She wasn't doing so well when Dad finally arrived, so he hurried over to my Aunt Mary's place and brought her back to look after Mum. She'd been hemorrhaging from the birth, but she healed up pretty quickly after she got some proper care. In the meantime, Dad, who'd given up on trying to scrape out a living off the land, packed up the house in Floral and moved the rest of us into a place on the outskirts of Saskatoon. In those days, we didn't have a lot. No one really did. Dad was always hustling around for work, picking up this job or that one. Eventually, he was hired as a foreman with the city, and he ended up working there for as long as I can remember. To make ends meet, Dad used to do some hunting. The government would pay a 1 cent bounty for gopher tails, and you could get up to $15 or $20 for a coyote pelt. My father was a real outdoorsman, and he could ride a horse with the best of them. He used to talk about a roan he had once. It was known as a killer horse. It would kill a man if given the chance, but it could really run. Its owners wanted to put it down because it was too dangerous, but Dad stepped in and said he'd take it instead. One time, before I was born, he was out in the countryside on that horse looking for work and saw a coyote. The way he told the story, he couldn't shoot it because he couldn't afford any cartridges for his rifle, but the coyote was too valuable to let go. He spurred that horse, and they took off after the coyote. After a long chase, they ran the thing down. Since his gun was useless, my father took out his hunting knife, leaned over in the saddle, snagged the coyote's back leg, and slashed its tendon. Then he dismounted and finished it off. He took the coyote to the factor, got paid, and had enough to buy more ammunition. That was the type of guy Dad was. He did what had to be done to get by.